It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9, 98.5, MyPigRadio.com. It's the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And the weather should be fantastic for this weekend and the Run the Rail over in New Boston and DeKalb.
Right.
They run from DeKalb to New Boston. And we've got Kevin calling from the Bowie County Rotary Club with us today to talk about his big fundraiser project for the year, Run the Rail. And we want to say thank you and congratulations for having the event.
Yes.
So many things
we
have been
applaud you.
Postponed
or canceled.
We're
glad to have it. We're excited about having it. And it's one of our big fundraisers. It's the big fundraiser for the West Bowie County Rotary Club for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned, it's a half marathon race from DeKalb to New Boston. And all kinds of people mm-hmm. can participate in it. You know, runners, walkers. If you're a student, we have a little student discount for students that
cool.
they want to participate in. You can run it in a relay of two. You can run it in a relay of four. And so there's all kinds of ways to participate. We have a wonderful race planned for this year. I think it's going to be great. People, we have a beautiful medal that looks like a train that we're going to be giving to our finishers.
Nice.
And they're going to love it. And so it's just going to be a great year for Run the Rail, and we're excited about having it, and we're glad that, you know, we're going to be able to have it, and we're concerned about, you know, keeping people
sure.
safe and everything.
Right.
So we got all the PPE and you know, everything that we need to take care of people. And
thank you.
That's what I've been saying.
They're happy and healthy.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
What
we
want
happy and healthy runners.
You can have events and do it in a safe manner.
Yes, please.
And you told me that the high school guy that won
the
it last year is
last year.
He's back.
He is.
And I'm excited.
He's back, and he ran it last year in a record time, and we'd like to see somebody beat that record,
uh-huh.
you know, get a little competition going.
That's right. Or
he beat
his own record, too.
Yeah, he could beat his own record, absolutely.
Well, how much does it cost now to enter if you want to enter?
And there's still time.
There's still time. Mm-hmm. It's $55 for a single runner. Mm-hmm. It is $45 if you want to do a relay. I think it's $35 for a group of each individual
right.
to do.
Gotcha.
Four, if you want to do four people, it's $35 per person. And then the student discount is $25 for the student if you're a student and you want to run it.
Well, the whole...
That's for high school students, younger, you know.
Yeah. The whole idea is obviously to raise money for the Bowie County Rotary Club and, of course, the West Bowie County Rotary Club. So tell us all the different things that you guys do to help out students and kids, you know, because that's what you're about.
Oh, yes, that's right. Every year, the West Bowie County Rotary Club has this fundraiser, and the money goes to helping the children and families of West Bowie County. And primarily, we focus on the schools. We have this dictionary project that we do every fall where we hand out dictionaries to every single third grader in West Bowie County. And then we send juniors to leadership camp. We have a Christmas project for those who need a little help, you know, during Christmas time.
Right.
We have a scholarship program that we give to seniors of the schools there. We support the Special Olympics. You know, we just do a lot of things that, and this race helps us fund our charitable mm-hmm. organization,
right.
you know,
yeah.
for the year. And it enables us then to help and support the schools and the students of West Bowie County in various different ways, you know, a lot of different ways.
Obviously, they're very, very child-oriented, helping out the kids, helping out the children, helping out the teens, which is our future.
That's
they
right.
are our
You're
future.
You're investing in our future. Thank
that's
you.
That's right. That's just about all the money that is given to the race goes to these projects, mm-hmm. you know. There's very little overhead because we're all volunteers.
Right.
right.
And so, you know, we don't have some multi-million dollar head of the corporation
right.
running the charity you know,
like,
or something like that.
Like the funds are going to go where the funds are supposed
are
to
necessary.
Go.
They go where they're supposed to go. That's right.
The best of most country is 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. It's the morning show with John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They are stronger, smarter, and sensible, and they have three locations around the area to serve you. Wake Village, Texarkana, Arkansas, and Ashdown. They are your financial institution. And we've got Kevin Colley from the West Bowie County Rotary Club, and here talking about Run the Rail, which is coming up this Saturday from DeKalb to New Boston. And it is to benefit all the projects that the West Bowie County Rotary Club does throughout the year. And they focus a lot, as we mentioned, on the teenagers and school-age kids on down to elementary. And talk a little bit about that, the dictionary thing, because is it third grade, you say?
Yeah, third graders every year. We give them free dictionaries, and so this is one of our big projects.
Now, they look forward to this. The kids
it's
really look
forward
to this.
It's an annual event now.
Oh, yeah. It is an annual event that we do for 10 different elementary schools in West Bowie County. And so we take these dictionaries out. You know, in a typical year, what we'd do is we'd go into the classroom and we interact with the kids, and we, you know, have them open the dictionary up to
look for a specific word.
Yeah, we usually use pneumonoultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis is what we use.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah, what he loved, what he said.
They love those words, you know, those big words, and they get all excited about it. It's a lot of fun. We take pictures. This year, we weren't able to do that, you know.
Right.
We just took the dictionaries to the front porch and
right.
left them there.
But it was safe.
But the kids got the dictionaries.
They got them. And
they
then next
them.
Year, you can go back in.
And then we'll get back at it next year. That's right. So. But it's a great project, and we put our little four-way test stickers in the front of the dictionaries there. You know, with the Rotary Club has this four-way test.
Okay, if I don't know what it is, let me know.
Moral code and
You don't know what it is?
You don't know what the four-way test is?
Well,
First of all, is it the truth? Second, is it fair to all concerned? Third, will it build goodwill and better friendship? And fourth, will it be beneficial to all concerned?
So and I like the first one. Is it the truth?
That's the four-way test.
That's my
Rotary Club. Yeah. And every single and that's kind of one of our traditions in the Rotary Club is that, you know, at the end of our meetings, every single Rotary Club everywhere that meets recites the four-way test.
Right. Okay.
And so
I like
it's
that.
It's just automatic now, you know, for me.
So as a society, maybe we should start using that as a ruler.
Well, it wouldn't be a bad thing.
To filter what's going on.
It would not be a bad thing at all.
Okay, now that we've gotten...
So the dictionary thing is fun.
Fantastic.
Because the kids love it. The kids love it.
They love it.
And they need, and you need a good dictionary. We could use a dictionary around here.
Okay. I'll get you one for Christmas.
Because sometimes she uses words I don't even recognize. Use that in a sentence. Come on. You don't know what that means. You're just pulling my leg on that one. You don't know what it means. The Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. Kevin Colley from the West Bowie County Rotary Club is in today. And he's been talking about Run the Rail, which we will highlight again here in just a second. But Kevin and Anna and you people out in Radio Land are going to play a game. And today's game is, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Oh, no.
We did on this last time.
Yeah, sometimes they're not too hard. Sometimes they're...
I hope there's no math.
Yeah. So, well, I don't see any math.
Okay, good.
So this might not be too hard. If you get 4 out of 5 right, you get to go to the sixth grade. If you get less than 4 out of 5 right, then I guess you got to stay or go to summer school. Here we go.
All right.
And it's multiple choice.
Okay.
What is the force that occurs when one object rubs against another object? Is that A, friction, B, conduction, or C, heat?
I'm going to say A, friction.
Friction makes sense.
Well, it also is the correct answer, since
well, that's
it makes
even
sense.
Better.
What system circulates oxygen around your body? Is that the A, respiratory system, B, the cardiovascular system, or C, the neurological system?
I'm going to say A, the respiratory system.
I think it's the cardio.
Oh, my goodness. We've got a difference of opinion here.
I like the way you called that.
It's the cardiovascular system.
What was the question? Circulating oxygen?
Uh-huh. What circulates oxygen? You'd think it'd be
that's right. Respiratory, it takes in oxygen.
Yeah.
The cardiovascular circulates.
I probably would have said respiratory.
Would
you think about... Taking in oxygen?
That's what I was thinking. It's too early for
It's too early. What do you call a group of giraffes? Is that A, a herd, B, a tower, or C, a peck?
Well, it's not going to be a peck. It's either...
No.
It's not going to
be...
A peck is like a measurement, isn't it?
Right.
Like a peck of pickles, you know, or something like that.
Peter Piper. No.
Herd. Peck of peppers, isn't that...
It's probably the silly one, but I'm going to go with herd. Oh, no.
She says herd. What do you say
How
there,
do you spell
Kevin?
That?
What were my choices
How
again?
Are we spelling the herd?
I'm not going to tell you. Just...
What were the choices again?
Herd, tower, and peck.
I'm going to say tower, just to be different.
You going with herd?
Well, sure.
Tower is the correct answer. Kevin got it right.
I can still make it.
Yes.
Yeah, we can do this.
I'm not eliminated yet.
We can do this.
Get these last couple and you're in. Okay. Don't answer Anna. Okay?
Okay.
Don't answer Anna.
Yeah,
I don't want her to blurt out an answer.
What kind of question is that?
Well, what two countries share the longest border? Is that C, Bolivia and Brazil? I'm going backwards. B, China and Russia? Or A, U.S. and Canada? Longest border.
Russia's a really big country.
Yeah. But does it share the longest border with China?
I don't know.
U.S. and Canada, Bolivia and Brazil, or China and Russia?
I'm supposed to answer first, right?
Well, I know the answer, so yeah, I know the answer.
She knows the answer.
Oh, this isn't fair. I'm the only one playing now.
Well, I know the answer.
Okay, I'm going to go U.S. and Canada.
Yay! There
you go. The only reason I did that is because she is from Canada. And
she's from Canada?
Yeah. So she knows this answer. She knows it. Okay. Final one. Here's the.
So does that make you a Canadian? Canadian?
Yeah. There we go.
She was actually born in Idaho, and then she moved to Canada, and then she moved back to the U.S.
I want to find out if I'm going to the sixth grade.
Okay. So. What color?
Yep.
Would you find at the top of the rainbow? Is
oh
that A, yellow, B, green, or C, red? What would you find at the top of the rainbow?
I have no idea.
Top of the rainbow.
It's red.
Okay, red.
You got it! You're going to the sixth grade.
Yay!
I'm so grateful.
I'm so happy for you. Yeah. All right, Kevin, once again, how do people, if they haven't already signed up and want to be involved in the half marathon, the Run the Rail this weekend, what do they need to do?
Well, if you want to sign up, you can go to runsignup.com for the next couple of days, and you can register there. It's $55 a person for single runners, $45 for two, and $35 for four, and $25 for students. You still have time to register there, and then if you don't get registered online, you can always come in person. We're going to take registrations Friday evening from 4 to 7 p.m., and Saturday morning before the race. If you get there early, we'll have some coffee and donuts there.
Well, like at the Trailhead Park?
At the Trailhead
Park,
okay,
just wanted to make sure that they're heading to the right place.
At the Pavilion in New Boston.
Right.
Right. Don't go to DeCab and expect to register, because there ain't going to be anybody
there
registering.
No. Right.
We register you at the Trailhead Park in New Boston, Texas, there in downtown New Boston.
Right.
So
it's a great race.
It's a great race. It's a lot of fun. We're going to have fajitas at the end of the race.
That's always good.
Little styrofoam clam shells. We're not doing buffet this year.
No.
Okay.
Just keeping it safe.
No buffets this year.
Well, no
buffet.
Food? Who cares what
we
the buffet
food.
Style?
Yeah. We do have food.
Food is good.
It's good food.
It was good food.
Come and be part of the crowd and cheer on the runners as they come into the finish line there. And, hey, go by and check out the West Bowie County Rotary Club. They meet at noon on Wednesday.
WCRotary.org.
Church of Christ, right next to McDonald's.
WBC Rotary. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Next to McDonald's in New Boston at the Church of Christ. WBCRotary.org is our website.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Kevin.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.